Hey, folks. Welcome to the Music of the Spheres podcast.
Yes, we welcome.
You jumping in already?
Yes.
I only made it into the first sentence of the intro this time before you interrupted me. It's getting worse every episode.
Oh, geez. Go on.
We are broadcasting tonight from somewhere deep in the hills of upstate New York, wherever, whenever, and however you're listening. We thank you for being part of our universe. We are two brothers, bivocational ministers, seekers of truth, and drinkers of yellow beer. But tonight we are not.
Technically, we're not two brothers tonight. We're only father and daughter tonight. Unfortunately, Jason came down with a cold and he wasn't available to come podcast with us tonight.
He wouldn't have sounded very good on the microphone, I don't think.
And so I think today we're just going to be doing sort of.
What were you saying?
We're going to be doing sort of like a short episode, not really an episode, but more of like an announcement sort of track almost. I don't know.
Yeah. Just a little. We're not going to leave out Mind of the Middle Schooler because everybody loves that
Definitely.
Segment.
Definitely.
So
of course.
Much.
We're never leaving out Mind.
But we hope Jason gets better. He's not feeling well and he would not sound great on a microphone tonight. So we just wanted to get an episode out into the feed so that everybody knew we had not disappeared after the holidays of Christmas and New Year's. We're still here. But Jason's just getting over a cold. So we will be recording and publishing episode 15. Next week. We hope Jason gets better. So Lila, did you have a nice holiday season?
Yeah, I did. I had a lot of great times with my family, and it was great to see my family. And
who all came into town? You have a house full of people?
Yeah, we definitely had a full house. We had to divide. We couldn't fit everybody in the dining room for dinner, so we had to put a separate table in the kitchen for everybody to fit. It was
crazy. That's where the ones who can't behave sit, right?
Yes. And I was not at that table. Just going to throw that out there.
I think I was, though, wasn't I?
Were you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, because you're so naughty.
Yeah, I was at the naughty table.
Naughty boy.
What about, did you have New Year's celebration, too?
Yep.
What do you like better, Christmas celebration or New Year's celebration?
Definitely Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're only asking that so that people who are listening know, because I know you know that. But yes, definitely Christmas. But New Year's is very fun as well. Yeah. I stayed up until 12 o'clock playing games with another part of my family. So
yeah, that was fun too, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was really fun.
You did. You made it all the way till midnight.
My mom didn't. She was so close. But then she fell asleep on the couch watching the ball drop about maybe 20 minutes before the ball actually dropped.
Yeah.
And then she just woke up like 10 minutes beforehand and walked up into her room and went to sleep.
Dropped before the drop.
Yep. That's a good one.
Oh, wow. You said that's a good one.
Oh, wait. Did I really just say that? Oh, wow. How the tables have turned.
How the tables have turned indeed. Great. So here we are in the new year. So we'd like to take a moment to wish all of our listeners a happy new year, a happy 2023. And we know we have listeners all over the world, actually. So we may have some listeners that celebrate something other than Christmas, or maybe don't celebrate anything at that time of year, but might celebrate at a different time. So it would be neat to hear from any of our listeners about what their celebrations are like.
Like if you have like a different holiday that is not Christmas and you want to like share something about it, you can email us at whatever it's called.
Brothers at musicofthespherespodcast.com. And you can follow us on the social medias. Just look for us out there. You'd be able to search it. Head to our website, www.musicofthespherespodcast.com.
And if you want to share, or you could also share like about your, like some different places have different ways of celebrating the new year. Like I know there's a huge thing in China with Chinese New Year.
Oh, right.
And I remember something about France doesn't, I mean, isn't it midnight for them, but it's earlier for us here or something like that?
Right, well, because the time zone
differences. Or do they have it earlier?
Yeah, because the time zone differences.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, it happens at different times all throughout the day on New Year's.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah. It's cool. It really mesmerizes me to think about time zones. Like, something comes into my head, time zone. It's like just one word, time zone, gets into my head, and then my mind goes wandering off into the abyss thinking about my time zones because...
So long as you don't also follow your mind off into the abyss and wander off.
Yeah, let's hope that doesn't happen.
All right. So we do have something we'd like to share with our audience on this short Music of the Spheres episode. But before we do that, as we always like to do, we have a moment with Lila. So we're going to hear from the mind of the middle schooler.
Why is this happening to me right now? Why are we doing this? It's not even ringing.
It's not working.
It's sort of ringing now. There we go.
The mind of the middle schooler.
Don't worry, guys. We're going to get a better intro soon.
Thank you, Lila. Okay, so I have two questions for you tonight on the mind of the middle schooler.
Yes, please.
Since we just finished up with the holiday season.
So, first, before you say that.
Yeah.
So usually during Mind of the Middle Schooler, I just talk about something. Before it was, I talk about Sphere of the Week or Music of the Week, but I ran out of ideas. So then I just started talking about whatever I wanted to. Like, I talked about Drama Club. I talked about traditions and stuff around the holidays. But today, tonight, since we are, since we don't have our other... Yellow beer drinker and bivocational minister and brother. I won't really be talking about much. I'm just going to be asked a few questions.
All right.
So, yeah.
Cool. All right. So.
So, your question.
Yes, my first question just has to do with the holiday season. Nothing too deep tonight. What is your favorite thing about the celebration of Christmas?
Let's see. I have to say the whole thing of exchanging, the giving and getting.
Of gifts?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What do you like about it? I mean, obviously it's fun to get at something new. That's always exciting.
Yeah, that's like the classic thing that everybody says. But mm-hmm. I really actually love the giving, too.
Yeah?
Because I'm one of those people who, when you do something kind for the earth, a person, or just... give them something or even just a smile, it makes me feel really great inside knowing that I made someone else feel really great inside.
Mm-hmm.
This year I was shopping for my dad and his favorite stock of oysters at the grocery store ran out and he was like really sad about it. And so I was looking on Amazon and I found the exact kind that he liked and I was about to push the order button when he walked in with a box and he was like, look what I got. And he opened it up and showed me this entire 18 freaking pack of oysters. And I was like, I was literally about to get you that, but I did get him a bunch of other great things and it just makes me really happy to see other people smile.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you. And it's the thought that counts, so that you were almost about to buy me the oysters. You still could have. I would never run out. It would be fine.
Yeah. You say that, but then you'd be sick of them.
No, never. Okay, great. So then what's your what do you like about the new year? So we have a new year. It's 2023.
Ah, the new year.
New beginnings, right? It's a new calendar. Lots of things we think about newness in this new year. What's the thing you're looking forward to the most about this upcoming year of 2023?
Well, before I answer that question, I just want to address all the teachers out there.
Okay. This is to all the teachers? Anybody who's listening who's a teacher?
Well, not really, but this is just from a kid's mind. To a teacher's mind.
From the mind of the middle schooler to the mind of the middle school teacher.
Yeah. So a bunch of elementary school teachers are like, so we're going to do a sheet today about New Year's resolutions. Yay! And all the kids, since they're elementary schoolers, are like, yay, ooh, New Year's resolutions. After a few years, you run out of ideas. And that was kind of this year, so we did more of a, not like, write down your New Year's resolution. We, like, our ELA teacher made us write a whole entire paragraph about some New Year's resolution.
Hope she's not listening.
I know, it's not that I don't like it. It's that.
Okay, good.
But anyway, so I just randomly thought up one since I was in a class. I thought up about grades.
Oh, my nice.
Well, I mean, it is sort of a New Year's resolution of mine to improve on grades because, yeah.
Good. So, that's good.
I've set a goal for myself, which is if I don't do, how do I put this?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
It's a goal for yourself. It's the thing you made for me.
Oh, you said it's a goal for yourself.
Well, yeah, but you made this goal for me.
Oh,
it is for me.
You have to keep your grades up if you want to continue to play and be in the drama production.
Yes,
that's all.
He said
that. Very simple, because it takes a lot of time, and yeah.
Yes, he set that rule for me.
I know. The rules of the middle schooler.
The rules of the middle schooler. But anyway,
yeah.
What was the question again?
Oh, good grief, yes. The question was, what are you looking forward to most in this year? Is there something you're looking forward to?
In this year. The next semester.
Yeah.
No, nothing in school, please. I'm probably looking forward to my birthday and summer.
Yeah, cool.
And I'm thinking that this year I'm going to open a mini business.
Wow. All right. You're opening a business in 2023.
Mini business.
Yeah.
Like lemonade stand or something like that. A classic lemonade stand.
Nice.
But I had an idea a while ago about a business called Roadside Refreshments. Which I was thinking it'd be sort of like a bake sale, but sort of like drinks and lemonade and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome.
But then I got this really good idea. Like, I love fashion designing. If you're not a person who knows me and doesn't know that about me, I love fashion designing. I love just sketching dresses and letting my mind go to the world of fashion. So refreshing. But anyway, I've always wanted to create real dresses.
Oh, cool.
I've made one before for myself, but I want to make more. But I want to sell them.
Okay, cool.
I want to become my own brand.
All right.
But definitely not this year, probably.
Well, Roadside Refreshments is a good way to start.
Yeah.
You know what I think would be a novel idea for your Roadside Refreshments? If people could get their refreshments without having to slow down their car.
Oh,
no. Could you figure that out?
Well, I mean, I am a softball player. I could put a really tight lid onto the lemonade and, like, pack it into, like, a box or something.
Yeah.
And, like, and they'd be like, hey, can I get a this and this and this? And then I'd be like, throw it into their window.
Nice.
And they'd be like, hey, thanks, bye.
I like it. All right. Well, thank you, Lila, for sharing the mind of the middle schooler with us. We very much appreciate it. We wish you all a very happy new year. We hope that Jason feels a little bit better by the time we are ready to record episode 15 next week. So look for that next week. If you're listening to this sometime within its release date, we will have another one full episode coming soon. So thank you so much for your support in 2022. And we wanted to share just a quick announcement. It's nothing super huge, but Jason and I have had a little chance to talk, and we wanted to add some stuff to the podcast this year. So
wait, can I do a drum roll?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. You going to do a drum roll?
Okay.
Do you want me to hold the microphone?
Yes, I do want you to hold it.
Okay. All right, drum roll. Okay, new website. We're going to be creating a new website for the podcast, which will have all the episodes, of course. And then, of course, links to different things that we're talking about, links to different websites that we reference. And also...
And We were thinking that we were going to put out some Music of the Spheres merch.
Yeah.
We're going to start small with t-shirts and stuff, and then we might work our way out to stuff more like hats and sweatshirts and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're a pretty low budget production, but there are a few costs associated with it. So if we can put a few t-shirts out on the website for sale, then maybe that'll cover our small operating expenses and keep things rolling for the Music of the Spheres podcast. And then you can walk around with some sweet Music of the Spheres swag on.
And everybody everybody will be looking across the street. Whoa, look at that cool new shirt that dude has.
Yeah.
I want one like that.
Yeah. So now Jason and I just have to go back and listen to all 14 episodes that we've had so far and check all the places where we said we should make a t-shirt out of this particular phrase.
Or just listen for cringy phrases and then stick them on t-shirts.
Why? Are you calling our phrases cringy?
Oh, you could... Okay. I just got a good idea.
Okay, what's your idea?
Can I share it on the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And then this is it because we gotta go.
Yes. My idea was that we make a specific shirt for my segment.
Oh.
Like it says the mind of the middle schooler on it, and like I pick the design and the color.
Can it have a singing bowl on it?
Yes. No, it can't. Yeah. Okay. Put it down.
You can't have a singing bowl?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
We're going to change my ringtone or whatever. But like, by the way, why is my ocarina in the corner of your
maybe
room?
We'll play your ocarina on the Mind of the Middle Schooler music.
Okay, that's mine. You're giving it back.
All right, so that's our big update. Hopefully sometime early 2023, we're shooting for maybe by the end of the month of January to have a new website for the podcast to still be able
and
to find
Mind
it.
Mind of the Middle Schooler merch.
Hopefully some merch so you can pick up a Music of the Spheres podcast t-shirt to sport around for the warmer months as they're coming.
And you'll be the most popular kid on the street.
All right. Well, thank you so much for supporting us through our first 14 episodes. Look for episode 15 next week. Thanks for supporting us through 2022. And we wish you all a very happy new year and a blessed and fruitful 2023 for all of you.
3, 2, 1. Happy New Year.
And from the deepest parts of our beings, we thank you for being part of our universe here on the Music of the Spheres podcast. We will see you next week.
Bye-bye.